catch up on all tonight's interviews on the Ash London Live podcast. And don't forget to think up some new lyrics for the Aussie classic, Home Among the Gum Trees. And help Koala, hashtag change our tune. Go to changeourtune.com.
She is back, baby. Priya, I've got a sexy one for us tonight. Well, it's about sex, but it's not very sexy. But wowzers McGee, male 26 and anonymous. I love this. I'm unable to ejaculate from sex. I'm 26 and never have. Is there any remedies? Now, as someone who doesn't know much about sex, I read this and I was like, what do you mean? Is that a thing? Can guys not ejaculate at all? I thought guys are ejaculating every day because they're all sex fiends. Am I wrong?
You're wrong. And can I say that you say you don't know much about sex. As a GP, that's pretty much what I talk about. I feel like half my time is spent talking about sex in pregnancy, trying to conceive, like older people and sex in the postmenopausal period. We talk about sex a lot. So never feel ashamed. This person should be going and speaking to their GP. But this isn't an anomaly. So inability to ejaculate could be psychological.
Yeah.
That's a big factor. So body image issues, relationship issues, performance anxiety, that's a big one. Number two is medical conditions. So things like nerve damage due to diabetes, multiple sclerosis, low testosterone, thyroid disorders can also, you know, make it harder to ejaculate. And then you've got medications, which people don't realize is a big one. So antidepressants, antipsychotics, anti-seizure medications, some blood pressure medications can all impact your sex life. And alcohol, which, you know, is a drug, is a big factor when it comes to inability to ejaculate. And so for this person, I would say, look, there are remedies, but what's the underlying issue? You need to go and see your GP. You need to go and have a discussion, ideally about the nitty-gritty. They're going to ask you, have you ever ejaculated? Are you engaging in foreplay? Is it with penetrative intercourse? Is it, can you ejaculate on your own?
And you're not going to be awkward about this. Like you said, this is something, is your job.
I talk about sex all the time. It's not awkward at all. Like, I just think this is everyday life. We should talk about it more.
Amen.
But we're going to examine you. We need to actually examine you and probably have a look at the genitals to make sure there's not a testosterone issue and a genital development issue that's kind of gone undiagnosed. But yes, we can do stuff, but we need to know that it's a problem to help you.
Yeah.
So I would say to this guy, come and chat.
Come and have a chat. So interesting that you said the psychological side of things and not feeling really good. Because I think we often assume that it's women who have to feel sexy or feel like they're looking their best to really want to enjoy sex. And we overlook the fact that it's so similar for men. They need to feel like they're sexy and they need to feel confident in their bodies just like we do.
Correct. And I think you're right. It's often women that are the focus of that discussion, but I can't tell you how many times in my consulting room men will talk about the impact of their mental health on their sex life.
Yeah.
And guys go through a lot of stuff that we probably don't appreciate in terms of anxiety, and especially men who are new parents. There are a lot of stressors there about being kind of the financial sole person for a period of time, about losing family members. There's these new anxieties that develop that translate directly to sex life, this fear of harming my partner. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. And so I would say you're not alone. Have a chat about it, because I can promise you I've heard everything before. Seriously.
You can't shock the doc.
No, you can't. That should be my catchphrase.
Came to me. You can absolutely borrow that one. Priya Alexander, once again, thanks for being on the show. If you've got a question, please send it in at Ash London Live on the gram. Darling, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Ash.
Catch up on all tonight's interviews on the Ash London Live podcast. And don't forget to think up some new lyrics for the Aussie classic, Home Among the Gum Trees. And help Koala, hashtag change our tune. Go to changeourtune.com.